next, we got Barbie, and we're about to have some fun and maybe dance in our seats. So let's welcome Barbie.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, it's Thanksgiving weekend here in Canada, so happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian friends out there.
Right, it's a month before us.
Yeah, we had dinner
So what do you cook for Canadian Thanksgiving? What's the typical traditional meal?
Turkey, baby. Well, I don't cook. It was nice. I was really lucky my sister cooked, so I got to go enjoy it. I went down there yesterday and had some turkey and some wine. It was nice. It was nice. Good family family time. Mm.
Wow, I didn't. I totally forgot. And you still came on and came and be on part of our little crazy live stream. You know, when I told you about this, you should have told me no. I mean, I'm doing 30 interviews in the same. I promised people we will be dancing in our seats here because I wanted everybody to know all about you. Now I'm going to go wide for a second so they can see that lovely logo and see that book back there. Let's talk about the stage door. Let's talk about B1. Let's talk about dance and Barbie.
Okay. Let's talk about dance and Barbie.
Where did you start?
I danced my whole life since I was probably about 10 years old. And it's been a huge part of my life, community. I've learned so many lessons. And I just like to talk about, you know, how valuable it's been in my life and that experience and how I can help bring that to as many people as possible.
And how are you bringing it to many people? Let's go back a second, because you're actually shifting. You had a 20-year business and now you're going in a whole new direction. So let's talk a little bit about what your direction was and what it's going to be. Or what it is now.
So I ran dance competitions for 20 years with my mom and my sister, and I had to close the business due to COVID. So I am going out on my own, going to try it on my own and plan some events, which of course was a big shift in my, actually my identity and my world and how I work and do everything really. So after, you know, after I closed the business, I went through like a really bad few weeks, very depressed, and definitely want entrepreneurs out there to know that that's a thing. That's what we go through. And then I wake up one morning and I guess I got to figure it out. I guess I got to figure out a new plan. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to start some new events on my own. And I'm also developing a series called Dancer Development Series, where I talk to people who have danced in the past, in their life, and have gone on to careers that aren't necessarily in dance. So, you know, all the lessons we learn in dance, we take into other areas in our life, speaking, business, anything. So, you know, I want dancers and parents to know that every experience that they have with dance brings a lesson further down the line in their life. And it's very valuable. So that's kind of what I'm up to.
So let's talk about the series. I mean, you're interviewing, you know, previous former dancers who are now in a new career, correct?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. And obviously, you know, professional dancers too. I just did an interview the other day with a lady. Her name's Wendy, and she is a dancer, is a professional dancer. But now they're starting a dance convention because basically straight up, she was like, 90% of my income is from choreography, and that's not happening right now. So as entrepreneurs, we have to always pivot and always be updating and changing and kind of adapting to the environment. So that's just kind of something that I kind of want to bring to light in the dance community.
So you mentioned changing, adapting, and you went through a medical scare not too long ago that you thought maybe taking you out of dance permanently, maybe out of business. Can you just share that a little bit?
Yeah, in September 2015, I woke up with Bell's palsy. And what that is the one side of your face is completely paralyzed. And very traumatic experience. And I had a really hard time coming back from that because, you know, well, as humans, our face is kind of a big part of us.
Important.
Yeah. And so, you know, having to relearn how to smile, how, you know, my eye my eye and this side of my face aren't perfectly symmetrical, and just not wanting to go out and not wanting, you know, because it took about 6 months for it to even remotely come back. Some people wake up a few days later and it's completely gone. So of course I was being positive and trying to hope that was for me, but it is something that just, it happened to me. And metaphysically, Louise Hay, I did a lot of reading on it, and it's basically like you're not using your voice. You're not standing up for yourself. And I, you know, talk a lot. It's not like I don't use my voice, but it's letting other people's opinions be more important than yours. So that's where I had to do a lot of work and come back from that for sure.
So what did you do to come back? Because, I mean, it's one thing to say I had to come back. It's another thing to actually get out of that bed and come back. So what forced you, gave you that energy to say, you know, I'm not only coming back, but I'm coming back stronger than ever. Where did that come from?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think that having kids really did, because you got to go. Someone's got to drive them to soccer, drive them to school. So that kind of pulled me out of it. But then also about 6 months later, I kind of was like, well, what are you going to do? You know, so I'm not the type of person that's going to sit and stare at the wall for the rest of my life. So you got to just get over it and keep on going. And that is an entrepreneurial thing too, that you and I talk about a lot, where we can't just sit and be like, oh, my business closed. Oh, this, oh, my face is paralyzed or whatever. You got to get up and figure it out, because you only get one chance at this life thing. So you want to make it as good as you can. Make it good. Make it fun. Well, at least some of the time.
Make it fun at least some of the time. Now, yeah. Someone may be going through the condition that you had right now, and they're going, that's it, I'm done. You know, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not even going to deal with it. What tips would you give them?
Well, I would say reach out. I mean, I've been trying to be active on social media about Bell's palsy, because there isn't a lot of education and awareness about it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, which is understandable. It's not life threatening. So, you know, research, money and time and things like that go into, you know, cancer and things that kill people. And so that is understandable. But of course, as soon as you get it, what's the first thing people do is you look it up on the internet.
Yep.
And there's not a lot out there, because there's not a lot of research in it. So what I would suggest do is definitely reach out online to people who have had it, because it's something that's very hard to understand if you haven't been through it, how traumatizing something happening to your face can be, because that's what we put out in the universe. So.
In the universe. And you're a public speaker as well. Did it affect your public speaking?
Not really. Our event season was in the spring, so I kind of missed that. Like, that was good. But yeah, no, definitely being on stage. And actually physically, it's harder to public speak, because this side of my face gets very tired. So I have to watch that. And it's just all these little things actually with me, this I haven't really thought of much, because I'm just used to it now. But things, you have to use a straw quite often to drink. My eye, Bell's palsy eye, gets very dry, because it doesn't blink as well as this one. Like, it's all these weird little tiny things that you don't really even realize happen. And you just kind of have to adapt and figure it out as you go with any condition, I guess, that you come down with.
Let's talk about dance. Let's talk about the fact that somewhere right now there's a mom going crazy because she's homeschooling. They're doing it all over the world right now. And they have a son or a daughter that just wants to dance. They dance every time they hear a song come on. They're dancing in their car seats. They're dancing everywhere they go. Where do you start when right now you're forced to be at home? Where do you start if your kid wants to dance?
Well, actually, this is a great time if your kid wants to start dancing, because very, very cool. And I know in a lot of communities, the same thing happened where COVID came and these businesses, primarily women who run dance competitions, of course, there are men, completely had to change their business model like overnight. And they're all offering classes online. You can, you know, you find a dance studio, obviously, in your area. And, you know, most of them will be open now, hopefully for a while longer, but who knows what's happening right now.
Yeah,
and give them a call and see if you like the environment in the studio. And a lot of them are offering dance classes online right now, which is so cool. The dancers can take class from, you know, a teacher in London right now. And it is really great. It's a great time to start dancing. You can see if your kid even likes it. A lot of studios too, I know in normal times, I don't know about right now, they'll offer, you know, like a try it, where you can try it for 6 weeks just to see if they like it. And to me, it's just important for us as parents to get our kids into some structured activity where they're learning from someone else, they're being coached, you learn how to be on a team, you learn constructive criticism, you learn how to get back up and try again, things like that. So I encourage, I mean, obviously I know dance and that's how I grew up and you know, and that's my life, but any structured activity like that is 100% every penny and every minute of your time driving back and forth.
You know, I never thought about that. I never thought about classes at home. I never thought about having the opportunity to really take a class even in another country. Because of the internet and that's like super, super cool. I'm sitting here going, wow, that's cool. I can't wait for my grandson to get a little bit bigger. Maybe he'll want to dance. So before I let you get out of here, I definitely have a couple other questions, but I want people to know how to find you. So how do they find you?
So my new dance events and dance project is called b1dance.com, the number one, b1dance.com, and barbiewharton.com.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's really good. I'm on Instagram and all the places, and I love to chat about all the things. But
all the things. So when are you starting your series? When does the series start coming out? Do you know yet?
No, because what I want to make sure that the videos are all ready. So I'm just kind of doing interviews as they come up, and as you know, I want to make sure that the individuals are right, and you know that they're a good fit, and the videos are good, especially at the beginning. So I'll put it out when it's ready and good enough, basically. So it's coming.
I tell you all the time, you are a super mompreneur. I tell everybody that our super mompreneur is a part of our summit, and she's coming in and she's going to talk about business and she talks about dance and she's so much fun. And that is definitely you. But I've never asked you, what do you do for fun when you're not being creative and dance and all that?
I talk to you.
Oh, well, done. All right. That's cool. Yeah. We've been talking all the time here lately.
I enjoy being social and being out with, you know, friends. And yesterday I went for a nice walk outside with my girlfriend. It's a beautiful, you know, day here. I enjoy essential oils. I hang out with my kids when they have teenagers. So whenever they will hang out with me, my partner, Trevor, he's awesome. I have a new puppy. So I play with her. Yeah, but
I haven't seen the new puppy.
She's crazy. Yeah, she's really fun. So, you know, just out and about. But my partner Trev's an entrepreneur as well. So we really do actually enjoy doing working and businesses and talking about stuff like that. It's really fun for us.
So let's tell them again how to get in touch with you. I want to thank you so much for yet again. When I call, you come, and I'm so happy for that. How do they find you? What's the best way to reach you?
BarbieWharton.com and B1Dance.com. And I'd love to see anybody there. And especially if there is anybody listening who is going through Bell's palsy, make sure you hit me up on Facebook because I'd love to be there and support you as well.
I thank you so much, my friend. Thank you for being a part of this journey with us and being a part of our inner circle. I know I'll come up with something else that's crazy and you'll get another email saying, what are you doing on Tuesday? I appreciate you and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Tego.
Bye-bye. Hi, are you a business owner, an entrepreneur, or starting your own business and wish you had an opportunity to sit down with an expert in your field? Well, check your local listings and watch Expert Talk with Tego. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you very soon.